Oh, no, I feel your pain. I live on a dirt road, and there's a lot to like. You know, it's really country living in the city. You know, I'm on a dirt road. I got an acre of property. I got deer and foxes living on my, you know, either my property or the house next door. And I can walk to five Starbucks and ride my bike to Royal Oak, so go figure. But, it's going to be plummeting here, so that's where the snow comes in. What else was I going to say? I can't remember. I had something. As far as the dirt road goes, as much as I like it, everything's dusty all the time. The car is a pain in the ass to keep clean. At least a couple of times throughout the year, it's just a horrible, bumpy kind of crater, you know, until they come through and grate, you know, and sometimes it can be so jarring right out in front of my house. You know, it's just, you know, got to go a couple of miles an hour, get through the craters. Then they come grate it, and they'll be fine for months, and then it'll happen again. So I don't know. If they came through and they wanted to pave it, I don't know how I'd feel. I probably wouldn't like it, but, you know what I wish they'd do? I wish they'd close my street off to through traffic, because we're the straight, most direct route out of the subdivision. So everybody comes down there, buses, trucks, everything. And I wish they'd put one of those, like make it a cul-de-sac or whatever, just kind of close it off so you can't get in and out of the subdivision on that street. We'd just be at the end of a dead end. Then that would keep the street a lot better shape. But, they'll never do that.